Perch to peruse. The percussion player. Perching on the periphery of every orchestra is a percussion player. He is a permanent, but underappreciated member of this elite group of musicians. Because he only plays periodically, I have often thought that he must really be spending time back there perusing periodicals, or listening to the baseball game, while all of the other instruments are singing away furiously. Perish the thought, however, of that percussion player missing a cymbal crash or timpani bang. Then every personality in the orchestra would look back at him angrily, critiquing his performance. He may not be essential most of the time, but he darn well better keep the timing and come in at the right place. I would guess that, in that situation where a percussion player misses a crash, orchestra office personnel would once again hear the perennial comment of perplexed violinists and cellists asking for permission to eliminate the lesser elegant instruments. They would not permit it, of course, but the percussion player better not have a perishable character, or such complaints might permeate his little head and change his perspective about hitting a drum every 15 minutes for a bunch of people who are experts at rubbing horsetail strings. If he had a strong character, I would even guess that those string rubbers might have a little peril to face themselves. Ah, well, the orchestra will always perpetuate itself. Regardless of the infighting between beauty and booms, the audience will be persistent. They will never cease their demand for the orchestra. People love the contrast, the flying of the strings, the blasting of the horns, and, of course, persistence of the percussion player.